It's okay to be a super fan, but when your wife has to step in, maybe there's a question. And all new couples therapy right now.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And Sarah seems to have a problem with what's going on with her husband, Eric. That's why she reached out to us. Good morning, Sarah. Sarah.
Good morning.
So what's going on with you and Eric?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, let me just preface this with I love my husband.
Smart.
all right. We're both huge Husker fans. I can't say I'm not, but he's like a super fan, really crazy, okay. Just getting real psyched up, just really excited. He's got new gear. He's really going for it this year, but he has let me in on a little something that he's planning to do, and I just cannot. I need you to talk him out of it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
What is he into? What is he going to do?
Okay. It doesn't sound so bad when I first say it because it sounds like, oh, who cares? You know, give him a break. He wants to get a Huskers tattoo.
Okay.
Okay. I get it. Fan, do it. Let's do it. But here's the thing, you guys. He wants to he's starting a sleeve. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dedicated to a lot. The Huskers.
That's
I like it.
Yeah. Like three or four years. I mean, the guy's never even planned, like, dinner. What is he doing? He's planning a sleeve? What is
priorities
right now? Who is this man that I'm married to? I have no idea. I'm like, honey, please don't. And maybe, you know what, if he wanted to do that, maybe like a few years ago he could have started. We're not elderly yet, but we're definitely not like spring chickens. So
without revealing your age, you're what age group are you in?
Oh, God. Well, we're like young Gen. Well, we're old millennials.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like to ask the lady her age.
No, that's
I just
smart,
just trying
JP.
To get around there.
Look at you.
Okay. So you're further along learning. In life, but you're not in your 20s or 30s. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So we're still good. We're still fun, and you know, we still go out, we still party, we still have a great time. But we also have kids, and you know, I don't know. I just don't. I don't think it's a great idea. A tattoo, one tattoo for sure, babe. Let's do this.
But so, Sarah, do you think it's more or less the fact that it's a whole sleeve? Like, would you be okay with it being like a singular, like a small Husker-related tattoo?
I think I would.
Versus like, a
I
whole
might even
sleeve?
Think
okay.
about getting, you know, maybe I would get a little matching on my tush or something.
She's just trying to sway the vote now.
Yeah, she's Sarah's just swaying the vote.
Sarah,
yeah, right.
It's called pandering.
All right.
She's going to get a Husker in on her butt cheek.
Well, let's bring Eric in and hear his side of things. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Good, man. So a sleeve tattoo of Husker stuff, huh?
Of course. I mean, we got to kick this new program off in the best way, right? I mean, and I got to say, I love my wife. But also, I want to say happy birthday to Coach Rule because it was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Super fan.
I like this guy.
I don't understand why she has a problem with me getting a sleeve tattoo. Her main complaint is that I'm always wearing sleeveless shirts, so now I'll have a sleeve. You know, it's like, I don't even get it.
Boy, you and JP could be best friends.
Did you hear that?
I'm digging it.
JP's on his way to making a sleeve,
too. It's not just me. It's a group of friends of mine that we all go to the games together. We're diehard Huskers fans, and we've been talking about doing this for years, for like almost a decade, but between Riley and Frost being absolute dumpster garbage coaches, there's no reason. But now we got Coach Rule, baby. It's going to be amazing. Have you heard this guy talk?
Yeah, he's fantastic. He can talk.
There are chances that all the hot moms out there aren't going to say,
Hold on, Sarah. What were you saying, Eric?
I was saying there's just no way that all the hot moms out there are going to send their kids to play for Coach Rule. It's like,
They're all going to come out here. They're like, yeah.
Age. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, what were you saying?
It's those good looks,
JP. I'm
sorry,
but yeah. I had to make a point where he just made the point. He didn't like all those other coaches. Trash, trash, trash. Well, what if Rule leaves and then trash comes in and then he's got the sleeve of stuff going okay. on? Come on. It's just
he'll always love the Husker
negativity
program.
I have to deal with every day.
Negative. You're just trying to change, turn the page on the whole Husker program by getting your sleeve.
And,
okay.
And look, we're starting the tattoo. We're starting on our shoulders and working our way down, right? We're going to start with an old school Huskers. Logo,
yeah, classic.
No little red. That's a, you know,
that's a good. That's yeah, a very
that's a good choice.
Know?
Yeah.
He's thought this out.
Yeah, I'm not starting with my wrist up like a poser. We're starting with our shoulder down, and you'll see the tattoo as the program develops. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, love it.
Building a new okay. tradition along with the tradition.
He'll get his Dylan Rayola tattoo yeah. next year after he
his
commits.
Whole arm will look like right. his chronological right. timelines. Yeah, you see on like history.com about events. Buddy.
That's awesome. All right. And I can't wait to hear what our listeners say.
I suggested that she get a little Herbie Husker on her dumper, but she won't do it.
Dumper!
Okay. All right. You too.
You see what I deal with.
Yes, we are.
Sarah,
okay.
bless your soul.
Well, hang on.
Oh, my
hang
you guys
on
are
line, guys.
Awesome.
You guys are fun.
Hold on. I want to party with you.
Yeah, exactly. Hang on the line. The phone has been ringing off the hook since we started talking to you guys. So we're going to take it to the listeners.
Imagine that.
And see what side they're on.
Coming up next. This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, let us know on Facebook and Twitter as well.
KX969. Sum it up. Sarah doesn't think Eric should get that Husker-themed tattoo sleeve. It's too much. Eric thinks, just do it. Rip off the Band-Aid. Jumpstart that love for Husker athletics. Team Sarah, don't get it. Or Team Eric, get that ink.
Let us know what side you're on. Facebook or Twitter, KX969 for couples therapy. Or 466-9696. You can call in right now. Tell us whose side you're on. And you'll have to determine their fate. It's Kicks. Good morning. Couples Therapy Wednesday. And the issue at hand is between Sarah and Eric involving his want for a sleeve
yeah.
tattoo.
So Sarah thinks her husband, Eric, shouldn't get the Husker-themed tattoo sleeve that he wants. Thinks it's too much. Plus, if he was going to start it, he should have started it when he was younger. And then there's the whole, maybe the coaches change and then the program falls apart or something, and then you regret it, that kind of conversation. Okay. But Eric thinks it's a way to jumpstart his love for Husker athletics again. Diehard fan to his core. Him and his friends have wanted to for years, and now he just wants to rip off the Band-Aids. So, Team Sarah, don't do a whole sleeve, or Team Eric, get the ink.
On Twitter, Cody says, Team Eric, go big or go home. Let your Husker pride fly. Sorry, Sarah, but GBR, deal with it. John says, get after the sleeve and then have the wife get ink on the dumper.
Because, by the way, for just jumping in, Eric said he would encourage his wife getting a tattoo on her dumper, he said.
Oh, that's man, hilarious. That's
so good. Oh, man, I'm dying.
Hi, Kix, what do you say?
I'm kind of in the middle. I don't like that she doesn't want the tattoo because he's too old. But I've always said you should never get a sports team tattoo unless you actually played for them.
Oh, unless Ooh. You played for them.
Different Weird. Stipulations.
Interesting.
Okay.
And I actually have, my boyfriend's in his 40s, and he just got his first tattoo. I have a lot of tattoos. He just got his first tattoo last week, and his plan is to get a sleeve, and I don't care what age he is. If that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do, and I'm perfectly okay with it.
Okay. You can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Ashley has a GIF that says, do it. And that's, isn't that Ben Stiller in that GIF?
Yes, that is Ben Stiller.
I can't remember that movie. Anyways, Dan says, Team Eric, it's one of the only things you can take to the grave with you. Lori says, Team Eric, all the way. Just make sure you get a good artist. That's a good point.
Okay. Yeah,
and then Erica sure. says maybe if he gets started, he'll chicken out. Like, she asks if he has any other tattoos, but she's still Team Eric. Your body's a canvas. Make it a work of art.
Okay, phone lines are ringing 466-9696. You can be a part of deciding their fate. Facebook and Twitter, KX969, to be on Couples Therapy. To sleeve or not to sleeve? That is the question in today's couples therapy, and the sleeve specifically in relation to the Huskers. Eric, if you're just joining us, wants to get a sleeve started. He and his buddies are going to get together and start a sleeve with the Husker logo right on the shoulder and work their way down their arm.
Husker themed sleeve.
And his wife, Sarah, is like, what are you doing? You're an idiot. And your friends are morons too.
Yeah.
Like, why are we even doing this?
You know how people get those trees, like the shadow of the trees on their wrist that go up their forearm?
Oh, yeah.
You could do the same thing, but with corn. So, like, it's a corn.
Yeah.
That actually looks so
sick. That would not like be bad. Just like the skyline kind of like a...
Lincoln, downtown Lincoln.
The Memorial
Lincoln,
Stadium with like the...
Oh, around your wrist? That'd be sweet, too. Sorry, lady, we're not helping you.
Yeah, we're not really. Not at all, no. Sorry. Yeah. So the way it's set up on Facebook and Twitter and on the phones too was
Facebook KX969 Team Sarah, don't do a whole sleeve, or Team Eric, get the ink. A lot of love for Team Eric right now. There's a GIF from Schitt's Creek. Moira Rose is the character.
Yeah.
And Cheryl says, Team Eric. In the GIF, it's Moira saying, stop acting like a disgruntled pelican. Okay. So I think that is fully Team Eric.
Okay.
Kelly says it's his choice, so Team Eric. Scott, ink it up. I'm trying to find... There was a Sarah in here. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Brian says...
Somebody is on your side in here somewhere.
Yeah, we do actually have somebody on her side? I'm not seeing anybody.
Yeah, I saw it, unless they deleted the comment. I can't find it now.
They're like, oh, nope, never mind. Everybody else is Team Eric.
They realize the odd one out.
Stephanie says, Team Sarah, I agree with her.
Okay.
And
I think that's what I had seen. There we go. You found it.
What do you think? Hi, Kix.
I'm going to go with Eric.
Okay.
Because I would rather have my husband get a Husker sleeve than a Husker tramp stamp. So pick your battles, I guess.
Yeah. That's valid. Hi, Kix.
Well, I'm kind of in between, but I have a suggestion.
Okay.
If he wants to get the sleeve, he takes her on a vacation of her choice, kids free, and then she just says, okay.
All right.
So she gets something and he gets something, and then we just walk away from there.
Right, but, you know, he's going to do it, but she needs to get something out of it besides a tattoo on her jumper. I'd say take me on a vacation that I want to where I want to go. And we have fun, and then you go get your tattoo.
And then it's just fine and dandy.
Right, she's got him in a sweet spot, you know, like, all right, fine, then I get a cool vacation. Casey on Facebook, KX969, I love this. Team Eric, but let the Huskers determine the fate of the sleeve. If they make a bowl game, get a tat. If they don't, no tat that year.
That's actually pretty valid, too, because we had Dewey who said, compromise, get a new tattoo every time the Huskers have a winning season. Hold the team accountable and watch the sleeve grow along with the success of the program.
Ooh.
That's an interesting take, too.
And then Trini also said on Facebook that maybe they can reach a compromise where he doesn't do a full sleeve, but maybe something smaller or like not on such a big scale.
Well, that brings up a really good point, Sarah. So if like they get just the Husker logo on the shoulder, like for this season.
That'd be great.
And things go great, can he add to it?
I mean... Listen, if a short sleeve shirt could cover it up, yes.
Oh, jeez.
So you're pretty firm in the stance that if it was just very small, then you'd be fine with it, but you're still very not about the sleeve.
I mean, here's, you know, as I'm listening to all your callers, which thank you guys so much, even though no one was on my side.
Well, there was one.
There's one girl. But I feel like, what about mixing the media? You know, why does it have to be fully Huskers?
Because he loves the Huskers.
Yeah.
What if he put?
It sounds
what if
like
he got
that's
a,
his thing?
He could do like a pinup style girl that's of you in a Husker shirt, maybe, or jersey on his arm, mixed in there. There you
like
go.
That.
Like the jersey just covers up
into it. Okay.
Just covers
and
up
then,
the top part.
And then if you look really closely. On her dumper, there's a tattoo of a Husker logo.
In the tattoo, very
intricately,
a tattoo.
The
it's like Inception. Yeah, it's like Inception on his tattoo. There's a tattoo.
That's funny.
Eric, would you be willing to get a pinup style version of your wife on your shoulder?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You could make it part
I even,
of it. Part
I even
of
put the name of a couple of my kids on mine, you know?
There you go.
There you go. See, yeah.
Well,
not all of them.
When you guys decide to discuss it more, which you absolutely will, just so you know, it's majority all Team Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the thought of maybe compromising if you want to reach it as far as the size goes. But, I mean, they've spoken. It's Team Eric.
She's like, you had to know this was going to happen.
This backfired.
Yeah, around here, Sarah, yeah. Well, hey, Sarah, we appreciate you giving this to us to talk to folks about and have some fun with it. And sorry it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to.
Oh, no, I think we can come to some fun compromise. I love the pinup idea.
Okay, all right.
It could be worse. Boom, he could be like, all right, fine, I won't do Huskers. I'll just do my favorite TV show from a long time ago and just get a bunch of Teletubbies or something. You know, it could be worse.
Don't give him any ideas.
It could be worse.
Eric, thank you. Best of luck with your sleeve, bud.
Thanks. Go Huskers.
Yeah, you go.
Woo-hoo,
big
Red. Go Big Red.
GBR.
If you need our help, we're here to help you, too, with couples therapy every Wednesday.